Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Line of Judah Online. We're doing part four from an eight-part series on salvation, and today's topic we're dealing with is eternal consequences of not being saved through Christ Jesus. Many people think that I'll receive God and Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior when I'm old, but we do not know when our time is up on the earth and when we are to die. Many people think, well, there is no God, I'll just enjoy my life here on the earth. But there is a God, and there is a way of salvation, and there are eternal consequences of not being saved through Jesus Christ. Whether a person believes it or not, there is a God, there is a Jesus, and there is an eternal life after death here on the earth. Why? Because your spirit man is the part that doesn't die. Your body may die and go to the earth, but your soul and your spirit will go before God, and then you will understand and see that God is real. If we do not receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior before we physically die on this earth, then automatically we choose to send ourselves to hell. This is not God's will. The Bible's very clear. It is God's will to save everybody, but not everybody wants to get saved because they don't believe in God or they choose to wait till the very end. Let us now deal with the consequences of no personal salvation. We turn to Romans chapter 6, verse 23, and it reads, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through our Lord Christ Jesus." Here we see quite clearly that if you don't receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, then it is death, which means eternal separation from God. When we go to Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27, it reads, "And it is appointed for men to die once, but after this face judgment." Now, this is a scripture that I want you to hear. Revelation chapter 14, verse 11, "And the smoke of their torment ascends up forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night who worship the beast, his image, and whoever receives the mark of his name." This scripture is very talking about people who don't receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. They automatically receive hell and the torment of hell that goes with it. Hell is not a place where you have a party. It's a place where you have no rest day or night, because you come under Satan's control and his lordship. Going to Revelation chapter 20, verse 12, and it says, "And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God, and the books were open, and another book was open, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged according to their works by things which were written in these books." Clearly we see here people will be judged by God, and they will stand before him in that judgment. This last scripture I want to read to you comes out of Mark chapter 9, verse 45, and this is Jesus speaking, "And if your foot causes you to sin, then cut it off. It is better for you to enter life lame, without feet that is, or without walking, rather than having two feet and be cast into hell, into the fire that shall never be quenched, where the worm does not die and the fire is not quenched." These scriptures, Jesus is warning very clearly that to go to hell is not a party type situation. It's a place where it is basically hell, and you have no authority anymore. You have no free will anymore, and you come under the subject of the Lord of that area, and that is Satan himself with the devils and the demons. Some people will actually say, "Look, you're trying to scare me into salvation." No, I'm not. I'm just putting the truth before you. There is a real heaven. There is a real hell, where Satan will be kept with his devils and his demons, or you have a real heaven where Jesus is with God and the angels. There is no middle ground. A lot of people think there's a grey area between heaven and earth. No, your spirit goes either to heaven for eternity or hell for eternity, and I'm talking about forever. If you go to hell for eternity, you are under the lordship of Satan himself, and that will be hell. During the years of my Christian upbringing through the Lord and through the revelation, God was teaching me at one point of time about evangelism. And to teach me about evangelism, he showed me for a quick few seconds a quick look into hell, and all I saw was people screaming and yelling and fire. This was shown to me to say to me quite clearly that it is real. I have that picture still in my spirit today, and reminds me that hell is no place for a human being. It was made for Satan. It was made for a jail for him and his spirits, but it had to be enlarged because many people who are on the earth will not let go of Satan and they will not receive Jesus Christ as Lord. So God had to put them somewhere, and hell is the place where they will end up. But it is not God's will. We can see this in Isaiah chapter 5, verse 14. Therefore Sheol was enlarged itself and opened its mouth beyond measure, the glory of the multitude of its prompt, and he who is jubilant shall descend into it. This scripture is saying Sheol, hell, was enlarged by itself. It was opened up to take the many, many people who will not receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. It was designed for Satan and his spirits only, but it had to be increased by God to take those spirits that would not receive Jesus Christ. Some people might say, well, if God is good, why does he allow people to go to hell? People go to hell of their own free choice. One, because they don't believe that God is real. Two, they don't believe Satan exists. And sometimes, three, they believe once I'm finished here on the earth, I don't exist anymore. There is a real God, there is a real Satan, and there is a real eternity. And God gives us the free choice. God loves us so much that he's given us a free choice of where we want to be. But quite often, many people don't understand that there is a real God and there is a real Jesus and there is a real heaven and a real hell and a real Satan. God loves us and he gives us the choice. We see this in Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 11 to 20. But particularly, I want to read to you Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 19. It says, I call heaven and earth as a witness today to you that I have set before you life and death, blessings and cursing. Therefore choose life, that you both and your descendants may live. God is actually saying in this scripture himself, he's saying, I've put everything before you as a free choice. And he actually says, don't choose anything else but life. So people are given a free choice. When people don't understand what's before them, they make a choice automatically to go to hell because they don't understand. The Bible, the Word of God, also tells us that righteousness has come upon all men, but not all men have chosen to receive it. God will not force salvation on any person on this earth. It's by free will. That's how much he loves us. But God wants the Word of God taught and expressed and presented quite clearly about salvation. There are consequences. There are eternal consequences when we die, but there are also consequences while we're on the earth. Our daily living is affected also by the fact that we're saved or not saved. The Bible is full of promises that belong to the believer through the blessings, and these blessings only come into position legally through Christ Jesus when we're born again. The Bible actually says that we're in the world without Christ, without hope, without God, if we're not born again. There are eternal consequences and there are present consequences. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father but through Jesus Christ. And the Word of God is absolute truth from God to man, and the only book that has the Word of God contained in it. Again, I hope you've enjoyed this message today. Please stay with me for the next part coming up, part five, to understand about salvation even more. Thank you very much, and God bless.